I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Solemnly I tell you that today in the world there are few in number who seek to please me above all else. Love of God has been replaced by love of self above all else. This is portrayed by departure from the truth in various ways and in all walks of life. Whole groups of some whom I chose to serve me, including those who have chosen a religious, consecrated life, have lost their sense of righteous direction and choose instead to be known as liberal thinkers. But they are serving a false god, the god of self-love that is the god of reputation, avarice, power, and money. Many such as these hide behind important titles which demand esteem. So today I come to you telling you to be consecrated to the truth, the truths of the tradition of faith, the truths of the Ten Commandments, the truth of my laws of holy love. This takes effort, effort not to be pulled off course by what the world esteems, effort to please me. Do not be afraid of littleness, for this is the truth of my call to you. When you are insignificant in the eyes of the world, you are important in my eyes and in the heart of my Father. Be bold only in standing for the truth. Today, as I address all people and all nations, I will relate to you why souls depart from the truth. Such souls establish within their hearts their own truth, a truth which is self-serving. The motive for this is always self-love. Perhaps they feel rejected by someone, and so they set about saying the one who rejected them is not worthy of their affection or esteem anyway. Perhaps they manipulate laws, both secular or religious in nature, for material gain or to gain power or improve their reputation. In every case, they reinvent the truth to suit themselves, but they are really living a lie. The truth does not exist to please people, but to please God. This is why society today has become morally degenerate. People please themselves and not God. This, too, is the answer to why this particular mission has come under such attack. The persecutors of this mission attack the truth of Scripture and of church tradition. The Holy Father himself encourages ecumenism. Yet my mission here is under attack for being ecumenical. This attack is motivated not out of love, but out of the desire to control, to eliminate. In my day, it was the same. I was criticized for associating with sinners, with the underside of society. But I came for everyone and all, just as I do here today. My call was and is ecumenical. Today, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to see that my call to you here is simple. Holy love in the present moment. There is no hidden agenda, only the truth. As I have come and have sent my mother and many saints here proclaiming this truth, today I am disclosing truths that no one desires to hear, but must hear. There is no such thing in my eyes as the new American church. There is only the Roman Catholic Church. Anything else is apostasy clothed as Catholicism. The bishops in this country and elsewhere need to align themselves with the tradition of faith under this Holy Father. Otherwise, they too have apostatized. All priests, bishops, and cardinals are answerable to me for their souls under their charge. Those who have compromised the truth to accept abortion, birth control, same-sex marriage, embryonic research, are not living in grace, whether they are Catholic or not. whole sects of religions support violence. They are tools of Satan. Innocence in children is no longer revered, but exploited. When you look at this broader spectrum of the heart of the world, you must wonder why a prayerful ministry such as this would be opposed. The conclusion should be easy. Satan opposes it. My brothers and sisters, I lay bare the truth today so that you will not be tempted by Satan to rash judge these messages or the mission itself. You must bear the truths that I have given you into the world. It is your responsibility now to make all of these things known. Today, I'm taking all of your petitions into my sacred heart. I'm blessing you with my blessing of divine love.